The Royals in Tampa Bay starting a series on Monday. 1-0 Tampa Bay, top of the third. Blake Snell is on the mound for the Rays. Drew Butera came into the game with an RBI in the season, but that would change with one swing.
Here's the 3-1 pitch and a drive to left field and deep. Rasmus is going to turn around and he is going to chase this to the wall, but he is going to run out of room. So how about that for a change of events? You had man at third, nobody out in the bottom half of the second. Don't get him in. And the number 9 hitter, Drew Butera, hits his first home run of the season. And just like that, we're tied at 1. You look for some of the stuff with a wrinkle or change of speed as the 0-1 pitch is swung and grounded right back through the middle for a base hit. Another off-speed pitch, a curveball, and it trickles through the legs of Kiermaier and goes all the way to the wall. Escobar is going to score. Kane's to third base. He's going to be waved home, and he's going to have a little league homer. And the Royals have taken a 3-1 lead. As the runners for the Rays take their leads, they're everywhere. And Carnes ready with a pitch. Swing and a miss. Got in underneath his hands. And Morrison is out on strikes. And that is a big strikeout again for Nate Carnes. One gone. Now the 1-1 pitch. There's a swing and a grounder back up toward the middle. The shortstop Escobar has it. Flips the second out. Throw to first. It's a double play. It goes 6-4-3. So in the second, the Rays had a man at third. Nobody out. Don't get him in. Here in the third, base is loaded, nobody out, and end up with nothing, and don't like it.
3-2 the count, and the pitch grounded up the middle, base hit to center field. Drew Butera having a great night out of the number 9 hole, and in to score is Gordon. It's 5-1 Kansas City.
Well, even hitters who hit down in the 150s, when you put them in the hitter's counts and you show them pitch after pitch after pitch, they got a pretty good chance of improving on that 150 batting average.
Kansas City explodes for 7 runs in a victory over the Rays, matching their best run output of the year and setting a season high with 13 hits. Nate Carnes is now 2-2. He goes 6 1/3, allowing 6 hits, a couple of runs, and a career-high tying 10 strikeouts. The Rays also stole 4 bases. Corey Dickerson 3-for-4 with a run to lead the Rays. Tampa Bay commits 4 errors en route to a 7-3 loss to Kansas City Monday at the Trop. Here's Rays manager Kevin Cash.
It's one of those you're happy it's over with, because that was we didn't play very well, obviously. We didn't do anything well. You know, we didn't catch the ball, we didn't throw the ball, we didn't hit, none of it. So be a good day to come in, recharge a little bit, and look forward to playing tomorrow. We have done a good job of having some tough losses and then finding a way to win some tough games. You know, ideally when we're at home, we want to perform a little better than we did tonight. But have all the confidence in the world that we'll bounce back and put together a good game tomorrow. You credit, obviously, Nate Carnes. I mean, he did a really nice job. He had a really good fastball going and kind of pitched off the curveball. The curveball was the equalizer today and then popped in fastballs when we wanted. You know, very similar to some outings that we saw from him years ago when he was with us. So know that he's a tough at bat, righty or lefty. When you got a 12-6 curveball, I mean, that curveball today is probably about as good as you're going to see. So he gave us fits. I mean, obviously, you'd like to capitalize on those opportunities. Bases loaded, no outs. Man on third, no outs. And we know that. But at the same time, you know, you got to not get too down. Look forward to coming in tomorrow. You know, it seemed like the game started a little ugly, and then it just kept growing from there. So no need to get too riled up about it. It's a good thing that we can bounce back and play tomorrow.
Second game of the series Tuesday has Matt Andrews throwing for Tampa Bay.